Have you ever seen a house that would have, say, just one, a room that would have maybe a toilet and a sink, but it, and a zinc, but it wouldn't have a bath? You know what they call that?
Yeah, I don't know. I've never seen none like that. And I guess they had them. It's the plain room.
When you wanted to bathe your face, you'd use a little kind of a, what would you call that thing? You know, those little kind of things you'd use? It'd be a little square piece of cloth or rag. That'd be called a...
Oh, you can use a sponge or you could use a washcloth.
Washcloth.
We say wash rags. You know, common people use the word rag, but it's a cloth. The correct way is a washcloth. Some people use a sponge. If you take a shower, it's been a style quite... It's not a style, it's a usage. You have somebody makes a little bag out of toweling, and you put your soap in that, and you see you put that on a string hanging around your neck, and when you take you use a sponge too, but this soap thing is good. You just soap yourself good and then rinse off under the shower. You don't lose the soap down in the tub, you see.
Yeah.
Just let go, it's hanging on a string around your neck. You can buy them in the stores.
What would you... You turn on the water comes out of the shower.
Yeah.
You call that the...
I don't know what's the name of that.
Well, in the zinc, you turn the water on at the...
Yeah. Well, it goes down in the tub, because that's where it has to exit out through the pipe, you know.
You turn the water, you turn on the...
There's three faucets on a bathtub. The center faucet is if you want to take an ordinary bath in the tub, and the other two, one is hot and one is cold for the shower, you see. So yeah, I guess you turn the hot water on, and as it gets hotter, you turn the cool water and mix it, I guess. I got a shower, but I haven't used it yet. I just use a tub.
Out in your apartments, out in the yard, they'd have a place where you can get water. That's a...
You generally, there ain't nothing where I am.
Have you seen one out in the yard? You know what that would be, a what? What do you call that?
Well, there is a name for it, but I don't know. I forgot. I haven't seen one in so long, I forgot the name.
You ever seen
water trough. You can throw your mop up out of all that refuse water, you know, because you can't throw that down the zinc. The mops have threads come out sometime in that water and it would stop up the zinc.
These things are called what? What are they called?
A water trough, T-R-O-U-G-H, trough.
Yeah. Have you ever seen two or three of them? They'd be called two.
Well, there's only one. You look if you got one. I ain't got any out there right now.
Yeah. Back in the old days in a lot of those Western movies.
It's 50 years old, this place already, but I know 50 years they didn't have all that modern stuff they got today. But people don't use water too much. They use a wax or some kind of stuff in a bottle. You put on a mop and mop up, you wipe up your floor with it, you know.
Yeah.
But good old water with some pine oil in is the best for cleanliness.
Years ago, all down the street, to keep the water, the horses, they would have these water...
Troughs, yeah.
You
had them up in Atlanta. One of the southern states had them mostly because they used plenty of horses.
Yeah.
Out of city, like they have a farm, half a farm, you know.
They let the horses out in the...
And those in the city, when they didn't have no automobiles, no streetcars, no, they used the horse and the mule, and they had to water the horse somewhere during that. He couldn't go all day without a drink. So they had these different corners, certain corners, they'd have these troughs full of water, and they'd drive the horse up to it, and they'd have to loosen his bit or something else, something, keep his mouth shut, and let him drink a good bit of water, and then drive. Now that's something they go down to, in that French Quarter, you see them little fancy wagon go around. They mean to them horses. They go around all day. They don't feed them, and they don't. People been complaining about them.